Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
This is the last keynote that I should be doing this term, therefore this college year. Next week we don't have a full keynote because you're doing the Love Horsham, the outreach, and then I shall be here the last week of term. So it's good every now and again to review what God has been revealing to us, to review His goodness to us, His loving kindness towards us. One of the things that I do every now and again is write down all the blessings that are mine in Christ. You see, being the kind of people we are, we hear one truth, we receive one truth, and we live in the good of that one truth, and then God reveals another truth, and we do the same with that, then another truth, and we do the same with that. And all that is good. But, of course, we sometimes fail to see the full picture, because all the time we're focusing just on one part of the picture. And what God does in our lives, it's rather like painting, as you know, that's my hobby, but you can focus on one part of the picture that you want to develop and then another part and so on. But your purpose is to complete the painting so you've got the full picture. And it's good for us to stand back and see the full picture sometimes. And you know the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that through His poverty you might be made rich." So, this morning we're going to talk about your riches. Not just one, but let's stand back. We probably won't get all of them, but we'll get many of them. All the riches that are yours now in Christ, because God is who He is, Jesus is who He is, and you are who you are in Him. So we have a look at the whole picture. And I just went through my notes just and jotted down some of the things that I was thanking God for these last couple of days. First of all, the scripture says He has met every need of ours in Christ Jesus. So part of the riches is all my needs have been met. Not need to be met, but they have been met in Christ. So whatever situation arises in my life, I can appropriate that which He has done, because all my needs have been met. Hallelujah. God says that He has given me abundance, that His purpose is for me to have His life, but to have it in abundance. And the scripture tells me that I have come to that fullness of life in Christ, so I already have the abundance. Some of you are getting too excited. I know it was bank holiday yesterday, but just calm down a little bit, will you? Because this is such great news. Okay, so I have the fullness of life. I have abundance. So do you. Because what one has, all have in Christ. Then God tells me that I have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Not I will have, but I already have, because He's already blessed me with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So I am really blessed. You are really blessed. I mean, how can anybody be blessed any more than you have been blessed? Hallelujah. So the scripture says, he makes all grace abound to me. And grace is what God gives to those who deserve nothing. So I know that I deserve nothing from the Lord, but he makes all grace abound to me. So I have abundant life because I have God's abundant grace. Hallelujah. I'm happy. You can do what you like. I have a wonderful inheritance in Christ because I am a co-heir with Christ. Not I will be, I am. So whatever he is and has is mine. Amen. What he is mine. What he has is mine because I'm a co-heir with him and so are you. But you see, each of us has to make it personal. It's no use saying we have, because you can use that phraseology and mean everybody else except you. But when you say I have, you are making a statement of faith. So I have that fullness, I have that inheritance, I have that wonderful privilege of being a co-heir with Christ. He has given me authority over all the power of the evil one. If I'm in Christ and Christ has won the victory over the evil one, then I have authority and I have power over the evil one because I'm in Christ. The same is true for you. It's amazing, isn't it? All these things are true every day of your life. Praise God. So God has chosen by his wonderful grace to give me the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is within me.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. The rule and the reign of God is within me. And he has become for me my wisdom from God. He is my holiness. He is my righteousness. He is my redemption. So I can seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to me. Hallelujah. This is a good gospel. I like this gospel. Praise the Lord. It's good news. What a wonderful, wonderful God. I am always led in triumph in Christ Jesus. Because I'm in his triumphal procession, he doesn't have a failure procession. So because I'm following him, I am in the triumphant procession. Hallelujah. All I have to do is to follow Jesus. And I'm walking in triumph. Praise God. By his grace, I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. So I have all the rights and privileges of a child or a son of God. I have access to my heavenly Father. I can come before him with confidence, no matter where, no matter when. Because I'm a child all the time, 24/7. I'm a son of God all the time, 24/7. It's because I'm a son that I'm a co-heir. So all this is the wonderful privilege, all the riches that I have now. I have eternal life because Jesus Christ is my Lord and put my faith in him. I have eternal life. I have God's life. Hallelujah. My life here is just a foretaste of all that is to come. But that richness of eternal life is already mine because I belong to the one who is eternal life, who has the words of eternal life. Praise God. So I am living in Christ Jesus. I am a branch of the vine. I'm a branch of the vine all the time because I'm hanging in there. I'm staying there. I'm living in there. I'm continuing in him. Amen. And because I am in him, he is in me. God's greatest rich to me is his greatest, the greatest richness that I have is Christ in me, the hope of glory. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to belong to the Lord? Yes. I am loved by Jesus in the same way that the Father loved him. The Word of God declares it. So today I'm loved. I'm loved perfectly. I'm loved fully. I'm loved completely. I'm loved without any reservations. You please yourself, but I'm going to rejoice that I am just the love child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he has poured that love into my heart by the Holy Spirit. So he's given me his love, not just human love, not just the weak, emotional, changeable love, but his unending, unchanging, glorious, dependable, reliable, faithful love. He not only has that love for me, he's put that love in me. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All my sins are forgiven. They've been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. I can say that to you, but I wouldn't say it to a non-believer because he wouldn't know what I was talking about. But you know that all my sins have been washed away. God has removed them as far from me as east is from west. Hallelujah. He has blotted out my transgressions. Praise God. He does not keep any record of wrong, so there'll never be any mention of them again. Praise God, he's put all my sins behind his back. Hallelujah. I am forgiven, so are you. Therefore, I have been set free from all condemnation. There is no condemnation for me because I am in Christ Jesus and I belong to him. You see, you build the picture up and you really begin to understand what God's been doing in you all these weeks. Bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit, he's been revealing more and more. I am holy and perfect in his sight. I don't care how you regard me because he regards me as holy and perfect. Amen. Because I'm in the Holy One and I'm in the perfect one. I have been made perfect forever, the scripture says, so I lay hold of that promise. Praise God. He has given me everything I need for life and godliness. Not he will or he needs to give me. He has given me everything I need for life and godliness. He's given me his very great and precious promises. All those promises are yes and amen in Christ. So I have the fulfillment of all of his promises. Hallelujah. I have a faith as precious as that of the first apostles, because that's what the Word of God declares, that I have a faith as precious as theirs. Because I have a faith in the same truth that they believed in. I have a faith in the same Lord. I have a faith in the same God and Father. Faith in the same Holy Spirit. Faith in the same Word. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm really, really blessed. So I am accepted completely in the Beloved. Others may reject me, speak against me, criticize me, judge me, but nobody can steal from me the fact that I am accepted in the Beloved. Amen? Nobody can take away that acceptance. It is God's gracious, precious, merciful gift to me and to you. Amen. I have the anointing of the Holy One, and that anointing remains. Praise God. I'm one anointed dude, and so are you.
Yes, amen.
So I live in the power of that anointing every day of my life. It's the anointing of the Holy One. It's the anointing of the Spirit. It's the anointing of Christ himself. So I can do all things through him who gives me strength. My God supplies every one of my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. These are the riches in glory that we're talking about this morning. But he has chosen to give me the glory. So all the riches of glory are mine. Yes. The word declares he has given me his glory. So he has given me all the riches of his glory.
Yes.
He has given me his power. As the word declares that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And the Holy Spirit's come upon me, so I've received that power. Amen. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in me.
Yes.
And in you. Any believers in the room this morning? Is there anyone who doesn't believe? I mean, isn't it wonderful, this revelation truth? I have the risen life of Christ because I have been crucified with him. My old life has gone, dead, buried, finished with. Don't have to look back. Nothing in the past can affect the way I live in the future. Amen. So I now share in the risen life of Christ. I was crucified with him. I was raised to life with him. I am now seated in heavenly places with him. Because I'm in him and he is in heavenly places, I'm seated in him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. This is the truth. This is not some fairy tale. It's not some fancy thinking. This is the reality as it's revealed by God in the truth of his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Therefore, I have the mind of Christ. Yeah, I've still got my human mind, but I have the mind of Christ. So no matter what situation I'm in, I can think with the mind of Christ because I'm a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Because I've been baptized into Christ, the Word of God declares I have been clothed with Christ. Amen. So I am clothed with Christ. I said I am clothed with Christ. Amen. So are you clothed with Christ. Can you see how you need to live every day, not just in one or two of these truths, but in all of these truths? Yes. God's been building up this deposit of truth. I'm not saying to you anything that you have not heard already during the course of this year. It's just, you see, that we're putting it all together this morning just to understand the amazing revelation of himself that God has given us. Hallelujah. He has set his seal of ownership upon me. So I am not my own, I belong to him. But that is my freedom. It is for freedom Christ has set me free. And my freedom is that I belong to him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have been rooted in Christ so I can grow up in Christ. I can grow in the revelation of who I am and all that I have received. Praise God. My life is now hidden with Christ in God. I'm living in him and he's living in me. The word declares that he's lavished his grace along me. He's lavished his grace upon me along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So he's lavished his grace upon me. He's lavished his faith upon me. He's lavished his love upon me. Lavished. Abundance. Overflowing. More than enough. I'm blessed. Anybody else here blessed? What a God. Because in and of ourselves, we remain weak, useless. But this is what he has made us in him. Amen. Yeah. And you can probably think of a few more, but those are just the things that the Spirit was prompting me to remember. Because remember, the Spirit reminds us of all that Jesus has said and done. So this morning, the Holy Spirit is reminding us. This is what I've done. This is what I've given you. This is who you are. This is the rich person that you are. Now, we can see this has got nothing to do with feelings. You don't have to feel any of this stuff. You only have to believe it. You are what you believe, not what you feel. You see, the world says you are what you feel. God says you are what you believe. So if I believe all this, I am all this. If I don't believe it, then I'm not that. That's the power of faith. Mm-hmm. And nobody can steal from me or take from me or deny me what God has given me. It's mine. He is mine and I am his. Praise God. That's freedom. That's joy. So he has given me the fullness of joy. I have peace with God. Those are two precious gifts, peace and joy. I can rejoice in the Lord always. I can be at peace with him no matter what is happening around me in the world. I will not allow the enemy to disturb my peace or to steal my peace. Take it from me. I have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I can rejoice in the Lord always because he is my joy. I have victory because he is my victory. I am an overcomer. Therefore, I have all the promises of an overcomer. I am not overcome, I'm an overcomer. And I can rejoice in all circumstances because all circumstances simply are teaching me how to overcome. How to express the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has given me. Any other believers in the room? Hallelujah. If you read my book in Christ Jesus, you know there's a section in there called Your Portrait in Christ. And all these truths are there and a whole lot more. I think there's about 150 truths of who we are in Christ and what he has done for us. Hallelujah. Page after page after page. Forget how many pages there are now, but there's about 10, 11 pages full of all these things that are true about you, truths about you because you're in Christ. Wonderful. Hallelujah. So, none of this is an occasion for pride, but only for thankfulness. You can see why, in the light of all these wonderful truths, we can give thanks to God in all circumstances. Because the circumstances don't affect who I am in Christ or what he has given me. Amen? In fact, I think sometimes the Lord allows us to be in testing circumstances just to draw out the faith that we have in him to overcome and to enable us to overcome in those situations. You're getting too excited again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, because of all these truths, I can love with the love of God. I can do what he tells me I can do. Amen. By my trust in him, nothing is impossible, so whatever situation I'm in, he is always the answer. Hallelujah. I think this is good news. So let's all stand and begin to praise him and thank him. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, be seated. Now, those are all my blessings because I'm in Christ. But we haven't finished yet. Because he has given me all the blessings of his Spirit. Because I have the anointing of the Holy One. I have all the blessings of the Holy Spirit. So all, according to his word, all the gifts of the Spirit are mine.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So I can not only speak in tongues, I can prophesy.
Yes.
I can work miracles in the name of Jesus. I can heal the sick in the name of Jesus. I can have words of wisdom, words of knowledge. I am able to discern spirits to know whether things are of God or not.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I can interpret tongues. Yes. I can do all these things because the scripture declares that I lack no spiritual gift.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. All the fruit of the Spirit are mine. And as I live in Christ and the Spirit lives in me, so he is forming Christ in me. That's rich. His love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. They are all, faithfulness and self-control, they are all at work in me by his grace. Through the operation and activity of his Spirit. So, I don't know how to pray as I ought, but the Holy Spirit enables my prayer. The Holy Spirit enables my worship so that I can worship in spirit and in truth. I don't have to try to pray in my own strength or to worship in my own strength because I have the anointing of God's Spirit. He is the Spirit of prayer. He is the Spirit of worship. He is the Spirit of faith. He is the Spirit of glory. So I am able to glorify the Father in all that I do as I obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am able to hear the voice of God because the Holy Spirit is God's voice to me every day of my life and throughout every day. I am able to fulfill the will of God by simply hearing the Holy Spirit and doing what he says.
Yes.
Knowing that whatever he says will always comply with God's word, will bring me face to face with that word and enable me to live that word.
Yes.
So all the blessings of the Spirit are mine.
Yes.
All of them. All the blessings of being in Christ and having Christ in me are mine. And are yours, because you belong to him. It's a bit mind-blowing, isn't it, when we list all these things and realize, you see, week by week, day by day, really, throughout this college year, God has been building up this revelation. And it's only when you stand back like this, you see just how rich a thing he has done in you, right? And how idiotic it is to worry about the way you feel when compared with these riches.
Yes.
And never mind how I feel, let me get back to the truth.
Yes.
Never mind what I think, what does God say?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So my opinions mean nothing and will die with me, but the truth lives forever.
Amen.
So the Word of God is living in me. and in you.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit is there to remind me of that word and to enable me to live according to that word, so I don't live in legalistic obedience, but I live in obedience out of my love for God. Hallelujah. So all the blessings of the Spirit are yours.
Yes.
So let's stand and we'll give thanks to God. We haven't finished yet. There's still more riches to come, but hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all those blessings of the Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. So all those riches that are in Christ are mine, are yours. All the blessings of the Holy Spirit are mine, are yours. When the Spirit was given to me and to you, he was given in the fullness of who he is as the person of God. But this is not the end of the riches. My greatest rich, or the greatest riches, are God himself. He is my God. He's my God. You can have him for your God as well if you like. But you can't stop him from being my God. He is my Father. All that I am is mine. Because he is my God. So he is my life. I don't simply have his life. He is my life. He is my first love. But I can only love him because he has first loved me. So my love for him is merely a response to his love for me. And his love for me is much greater than my love for him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. He is my Lord. So I am subject to him in all things. He is my Savior and therefore my salvation.
Yes.
He is my healer and therefore my healing.
Yes.
He is my provider and therefore my provision.
Yes.
He is the Lord who is always present. No matter where I am, what is happening in my life, I can never flee from His presence. He is my good shepherd. He is the gate through whom I have passed. He is the way in which I walk. He is the truth in which I live. He is the life that He has imparted to me. Hallelujah. I am assured of resurrection because He is my resurrection and my life. He is the bread of God that has come down from heaven, the bread of life that He feeds me with every day. Praise God. He is the yes and the amen to all the promises that God has given me.
Yes.
He is faithful and will always remain faithful to those promises.
Yes.
He will always remain faithful to me. Even if I am faithless at any point, He will remain faithful.
Amen.
He is my covenant God. He will always be absolutely faithful in that covenant and will fulfill every covenant promise that He has given. He is my glory and the lifter of my head.
Yes.
He is my rock. He is my fortress. He is a protection around me. He is my shield and my defense.
Yes.
He is the rock upon whom I stand.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I mean, all this is a bit mind-blowing, really, isn't it? When you put it all together. And I mean, there's much, much more in the scripture than I'm able to bring you now. But is this good or is this good? So we can never think, oh, poor me. How can you be poor when you have all these riches? There are many wealthy people in the world, but you're much richer. Because
yeah.
If they don't know Jesus, they don't have any of these riches, and you have all of them.
Yes.
Have you ever thought, you know, it seems unfair, all these multimillionaires, and here we are praying in our fees. Well, just put yourself in their position. They have all that money, but they have absolutely none of the riches you have.
Yes.
And your riches are eternal. Their riches will die with them. They can't take it with them.
That's it.
So we need to get them saved so they
Amen.
Put all their riches into the work of the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the kingdom of God can advance.
Yes.
So Jesus is my Lord and my King.
Yes.
He rules and reigns over me. He rules and reigns in me so that He can express His rule and reign through me. See, none of these things is new. All these things you have heard already this year in one context or another. You can't say, oh, I haven't heard that before. Or, oh, I never thought of that. No, it's all been there, not just in the keynotes, but in the teaching and lectures and prayer times. Just this wonderful revelation of who He is and all that He is yours. I am my beloved. My beloved is mine.
Come on.
Yes. Praise God. Let's stand and just praise him for all that he is. You can think of many more things too, I'm sure. My God. My Lord. My Father. My King. My Savior. My Provider. My Healer. My Shepherd. Hallelujah. My Holiness. My Righteousness. My Redemption. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura la basata para rata bakalasito ba. Bopara zata pare eletu bakalasito di sangama. Bopara zata pare eletu bakalasito. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, be seated. We've got one more section. Amazing, isn't it? Even more. Now, because all these truths are truths about me, about you, there's all kinds of things I can do. God has never taken away from me my will, my ability to make decisions. So I can choose to live in the revelation of all of this truth, or I can choose to ignore these things. I have the option. Obviously, God wants me to live in the revelation of all this glorious truth. So, this last section is what I can do because of what he has done and because of all that he has given me. So I can be merciful as he is merciful. I can forgive others as he has forgiven me. I do not have a hard heart, I have a new heart. So just as I do not harden my heart against God, so I do not harden my heart against others. But no matter what they say or do, I forgive them. Because God has been so wonderful and merciful in his forgiveness of me. Hallelujah. Yeah. I can bless others because he has blessed me. I can be an instrument of his blessing to others. I can live to bless just as he lives to bless, because he has created me in his likeness and he is transforming me into his likeness, yes, with ever increasing glory. So I can bless others. I can speak words of faith and encouragement to others. I can build them up in the faith just as God has built me up in faith. So I do not serve the enemy by saying negative things or speaking negativity over people. I speak blessing over them by speaking the positive truth over their lives. I can do that because I know the truth and because I know the truth is true. Amen. That might sound like an obvious statement, but you have to believe that the truth is true. So I can bless, I can encourage, I can heal in the name of Jesus. I can be led by the Spirit in order to be able to minister to others in the power of the Spirit in the way that God intends. That the Holy Spirit will lead me step by step in the way that He wants me to go. Yes. I can walk on the narrow road that leads to life, not on the broad road that leads to destruction. Because God gives me all the grace that I need day by day to walk along that way and to be a blessing to others because I walk on that way. I can lead others to faith in Jesus Christ by revealing the truth and leading them to true repentance because the Holy Spirit will give them conviction of their sins and will show them their need of God. Amen. As and when the need arises, I can perform miracles in the name of Jesus. He can do the supernatural, miraculous things through my life, in my circumstances. That was a good place to say hallelujah. So it's amazing, isn't it, that you can really do all things through faith in Christ Jesus, that nothing is impossible for you. That's what Jesus says. So I can move mountains when I exercise the authority of God, when I pray. I can command mountains and they will be moved. I can set people free from demonic powers and oppression because the Word of God declares it. Hallelujah. I mean, you put all these four sections together, and what an amazing person you are. What a simply amazing person you are. Weak in yourself, humble before God and man, but amazing, extraordinary, supernatural. I mean, Superman has nothing compared with you. All he can do is fly around the houses, but look at all the things you can do. Who wants to fly around the houses anyway? Praise God. So, we'll finish with this one. I can bear much lasting fruit for the glory of the Father because of His grace, because of His mercy, because of His love. Amen. Come on, let's stand and bless the Lord for all that you can do. And of course, because you can do these things, you are going to do them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. So just listen to his word, then we're going to finish with a burst of praise. So this is my message to you. Because you have already received Christ Jesus as your Lord, continue to live in him. You have been rooted in him, so now grow up in him. Let your trust in him continue to grow stronger as you live in the good of what you have been taught. And let your hearts overflow with thankfulness to God. For in him, the complete revelation of who God is has come to us in human form. In Christ, you have been given the fullness of his life, and he is supreme above every power and authority. Because you died with Christ, your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Because he is your life, you will appear with him in glory when he comes again. Hallelujah. God lavished his grace on me so abundantly, together with the faith and love that are only found in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Jesus! Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God! Pura la basata para la basata para zituba. Wonderful, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, let's lift a shout to the Lord this morning. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, because you have learned all these things this year, this just has to be a wonderful college year. No matter what challenges you've gone through, what refining God has done in your life, it's all so that this truth will captivate you for the rest of your life. Not just while you're here, but these are the truths that will be true for you when you leave, every day of your life for the rest of your life. Amen. And you will do what the Word of God says you will do. Because this is why God planned for you to come to Rafi. As the scripture says, that you can trust in Him and continue to grow stronger as you live in the good of what you have been taught.
Yes.
And what you have been taught is the truth.
Yes.
And because you believe the truth and you live according to the truth, you will become an ambassador of the truth to others. So no matter in what way you're serving next week, you will be an ambassador of the truth. You won't so much speak about the love of God as simply demonstrate it.
Yes.
And you won't need to speak about the power of God, you'll demonstrate it.
Yes.
And at times, you won't need to speak about the mercy of God, you'll demonstrate it.
Yes.
Because you'll probably need to. In other words, you will do the business.
Yes.
You know the business. Now you will do the business.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the same is true when you go out on your placements.
Yes.
You're not going to judge the churches and the pastors where you go.
Amen.
You're going to humbly serve.
Yes.
To do what you're asked to do. Yes. To use whatever opportunities He gives you. So if you're asked to preach, you preach. You don't say, oh, I don't preach. You do preach.
Yes.
If you're asked to preach, you will preach. If you're asked to lead a group, you will lead a group.
Yes.
If you're asked to paint a wall, you will paint a wall. As a humble servant. You will do whatever you're asked to do, and the fact that you are a willing servant will impact. And the pastor will wish that he had a congregation full of such willing servants. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Yes, He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from the pit. He crowns me with loving kindness and mercy. He gives me the desires of my heart, renewing my youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. And all God's people said, Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, you can be seated. We've finished, but I'll just give you a bonus. Renews the youth like eagles. Do you understand what that means? What an eagle does is it has to renew its plumage, its feathers, every now and again. And it goes, it feeds itself well. Then it goes to a very high place where it will be safe and secure. And it pulls out its feathers. So then a new plumage will grow. But of course, while that plumage is growing, it can't fly and it can't therefore get any more food. It has to wait. But you see, this is what God does. He brings you here. He's pulled out your natural feathers. just shown you what a useless bag of worms you are in the natural. That's what the scripture says anyway, in the natural. But he's now given you spiritual feathers,
yes,
so you can fly.
Yeah.
Really fly.
Yes.
You can soar with God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you can take the enemy captive.
That's it.
Yes. And feed those who need to be fed with the truth.
Yes. Very good.
Praise God.
Amen.
So that sort of growing period is a necessary period to make the eagle capable for the next season of its life.
Yes.
So God has brought you here, you see, to make you able.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You are now able,
yes,
to do all that God says,
yes,
you can do.
Yes.
You haven't done it all yet, but you are able to do it. So don't be surprised if God puts you in the position where you have to do it.
Yeah.
Very good.
But you see, that's where you discover your ability in God, when you have to do it,
that's it,
and there's no pastor, there's nobody else, there's just little you and Jesus.
Yes.
But you know, as one of the old faith saints said, I can't remember which one now, with God and me, there is always a majority.
Yes.
Very good.
Amen?
Yes.
With Jesus and you, you're always in the majority.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how many things seem to be coming against you, you have the majority.
Yes.
Because you're with Jesus. Okay, you have a study period.
Come on.
So in the study period now, you can just go reflect through all these things which you've been scribbling down. Which ones are impacting your life already and which ones need to impact your life now?
Very good.
See what he's already doing and see what he needs to do.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And that should lead to some interesting groups in the rain.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm happy. Anybody else happy?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Which, of course, you will.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.